Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
844, 16 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking about... let me remind you quickly. I wanted to do this. We have a code word coming up. Another one in the $12K a day, $1,000 an hour cash giveaway. And I'm reading ahead here to the code word, and it is a word that I used in the last half hour. That's all I can say. And it surprised me. So U.S. News and World Report, 3 years in a row, they've been doing their study of best state and or rankings of best state and worst state within which to live. Louisiana all 3 years has come in dead last. And now they're even saying it's getting worse in terms of some of the different categories. For example, 48th in education, 49th in the economy, 43rd fiscal stability, healthcare 45th, and infrastructure 48th. So I want to talk specifically about the education part in this with Dr. Kim Hunter-Reed, Louisiana Commissioner of Higher Education. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I am well. And you?
I'm well, thank you.
So school's out. I guess you have the summer off, right?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so. I was just kidding you. Tell me about these rankings of education in Louisiana. And how would you even go, Doctor, about, you know, comparing one to the other?
Well, let me say this. We are certainly committed to ensuring that we have talent development in Louisiana, and that means that every citizen has to have the opportunity to reach their unlimited potential through education and training. We know that in this economy, more people need a credential beyond high school than ever before, and so I see the ranking as a call to action. As a new commissioner of higher education, I've been home almost a year. And we are reaching out with K-12 and certainly higher ed and workforce and economic development, community leaders and others to try to make sure that we have a clear message and a clear plan of action to move the state forward.
When it comes to, and we were talking to, I think it was Dublin a little bit ago from UNO about employment opportunities, jobs, et cetera. And of course, education is a part of that. And with, you know, the increasing number of high-tech jobs, let me go back, and you can correct me, Doctor, if I'm wrong. So in order for industries to relocate here, and let's face it, manufacturing, for the most part, is gone, you're not going to see that again because I don't think you can compete with the labor rates in some of the Pacific Rim countries, right? So it's going to be high-tech jobs. So before a high-tech company is willing to relocate here, they got to have people that have the skills, workers that are available. So if we have now a dearth of that, and if the education system is to blame and we have to up our game, well, that seems to me we're going to be 50th for 20 years until we get that generation educated up and trained up. I hope I'm wrong, and I hope you can explain to me why I am.
Well, I would say that we see evidence that you're wrong because we have DXC in New Orleans, CenturyLink, we have IBM here, and so we are building an IT infrastructure with higher education, working directly with our industry to make that happen. This cannot be a 50-year journey because Louisiana citizens don't have that much time. Mm-hmm. We have to get people from poverty to prosperity. And so that means we have to continue to lean into the good work we see happening, capitalize on momentum. Just last week, we had a press conference to announce the Amazon Web Services. All of the community colleges in the state are adopting that technology in terms of preparing students for web-based work, cloud-based work. So I see pockets of good work happening. The point that we have to do is we have to scale good work, right? It can't just be incremental change. We need change at scale, and we need urgency in the work. And we're committed to doing that. Today at 1 o'clock, K-12 will have an announcement about high school graduation rates. Good news, again, coming out. And so there are things for us to build on. We are a proud state. We are a resilient state. We love our people. But this economy has changed, and it is changing fast. And so it is upon us, incumbent upon us, to make sure that we're ramping up our game to make sure that more people have opportunities in Louisiana.
All right, if you wanted to release those numbers now, you can, Doctor. We'd love to hear them.
I don't think so. John White would not be happy with me. It's his show. I'm going to be in the Amen Choir, but 1 o'clock today for sure.
The Amen Choir. All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back. Yes, do not upstage him. Just let him have it their moment. Dr. Kim Hunter-Reed, our guest, Louisiana Commissioner of Higher Education. When we come back, I want to talk about high-tech education and where exactly does that start. I think often we think of high tech as it relates strictly to white collar jobs, but really, or pajama jobs, I guess, if you do them from your home. But now, if you look at automotive industry, everything else, so much of it is high tech. How do you get these people trained up? And do you start it from kindergarten and then all the way through 12? 850 more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 855, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Mary has an interesting question, Doctor, and I don't know if this would necessarily apply to what you do, but as an educator, you might have an opinion. Mary, New Orleans, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning. My question is this, and I don't exactly know how to phrase it, but when children go in, we're talking about K-12, and it seems to me that the real problem is, part of the real problem is that children are not even prepared when they go into kindergarten. And I think that's usually at about age 5, you know, learning the alphabet, being able to count to 10 and things like that. And so I'm wondering why we are not addressing what goes on prior to kindergarten, because I think that's probably critical. And the second thing is, what are the top 10 states doing that are different in what we're doing? And why aren't we doing what they're doing?
Mary, I think those are a couple of great questions. Dr. Reed, your response?
Thanks so much, Mary. So you're absolutely right. We think that quality early childhood education is critical for our students. We need them to have a strong, smart, and healthy start. And we know that all of those things matter when it comes to setting a good foundation for our kids. So you're right about that. We need to be thinking, even though we're higher education, we need to be thinking about pre-K and early childhood, because those are the students that are going to be coming to us. We also prepare teachers and early childhood educators. So we have certainly skin in the game and trying to make sure we are doing a good job with that. In terms of what the top 10 states are doing, Mary, it is my homework assignment. I'm sitting here with one of my fabulous staff talking about the fact that we should have McKinsey come in to Louisiana to share with us what are the top 10 states doing. We will certainly do our research. And we have been looking at a prosperity index for Louisiana, because our goal is to make sure not only is higher ed getting better, but is Louisiana getting better. And so, as I mentioned to Tommy, this is a call to action for us, but we are always in the business of analyzing good data and understanding what's happening across the country and what's happening in Louisiana. So we will be doing that homework. That is on our homework assignment to make sure that we take a deep look at that and make sure that we're not just admiring problems in our state, but we are working towards solutions.
Doctor, I appreciate your time. I really do. And I hope you can come back, because I'd like to kind of talk about community colleges, the role that they face, and as it relates to getting ready for, I guess, technology or technology-based industries. I think the definition of those are kind of changing. If you look at what's involved in the way a car works, if you look at, I guess, some of the different robotics that are involved, manufacturing, et cetera. I think you understand what I'm trying to say, where technical colleges could play an important role on that, or community colleges, even though it wouldn't appear to be technology-based, but it is.
Absolutely, Tommy. I look forward to that. Every job is becoming a STEM job. Digital competencies are critical for every career, and so I look forward to having that conversation with you. I thought you were going to say you wanted me to come back so that I could share what I think the Pelicans should do with that.
You can if you want.
Pick.
You can if you want. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.